And away we go. Somebody's messed with my microphone again, just like they do every single morning. Why do they mess with me? See, it sounds like I'm going through a tunnel. Okay, clear up. Here we go. Test. Now, see, most professional radio hosts would not do this on the air, mess with the microphone. They would do a mic check before they went on the air. But since it's this show and we're kind of informal, I'll do a mic check right on the air, just like I just did. So here we are. It is Tuesday, November the 19th, 2019. That means it's 11-19-19. What a date. All kinds of funny things going on. And, we've got a guest today for the two-hour duration that you're not going to want to miss. This is a person who's never been on the program before, but, full of excitement, and it's going to be a fever pitch today. It's going to be a fever pitch in the studio because we've got somebody here who you might enjoy, but you might not. I don't know. I can't say. I don't really know.
I hope they enjoy me.
See, your mic's not even on yet. They can't even hear you out there. See, I control the mics over here. That's a nice thing. I know. Don't get angry. Anyway, we have some housekeeping to do before we start the program today, before we turn on the microphone of our guest. I could hear her, but you probably couldn't. Letters to Santa. It is Christmas time, and this year we are ahead of the ballgame. Santa Claus. Santa Claus's address is Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Now, if you send a letter to Santa, he will send one back if you get it out early enough. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Also, if you send us a Christmas card, our address, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, that's the big part, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio. If you send us a card, we will send you one back, and we will hang your card up here in the studio once we get the Christmas decorations out. And as our guest will attest to today, we have the Christmas tree ready to go. We've got boxes and boxes of decorations. This is going to be Christmas Central here in just about 2 weeks when Thanksgiving is over, because we don't believe in putting up Christmas decorations until Christmas here at the station. Now, Thursday morning, this is going to be big. 9 to 10 a.m. on Thursday morning, live here on the program, Ashley Williams, who is the star of the Hallmark movie Holiday Hearts, which will premiere Thursday, the same day she's on. On the Hallmark Channel, one of their sappy holiday movies, but we love it because she's coming on, so we're a big fan of the Holiday Hearts movie because Ashley Williams will be on Thursday morning. Now, here's the thing about Ashley Williams, as I've said before. She is a part of, she was a part of a television show called Good Morning Miami that I used to watch years ago, and when she was on this program, I was in college. And I used to have the biggest crush on this girl. She was like the girl of that era. So it is going to be so cool to talk to her on Thursday. And during that live interview, much like yesterday with Ed Asner, I may tell her about the crush. Whatever happens Thursday morning, we'll see what I'm feeling at that time. But I may tell her about it, and then we may run off to Hollywood and get married. You never know. Oh, she's married, though, so it probably won't work out. But Ashley Williams on Thursday morning. You never know. But it's Hollywood. You never know when she hears I'm in the movies. Wednesday, tomorrow, we've got a big... Are you picking something out of your eye over there? While I'm talking, you're picking something out of your eye? Hey. Oh, dear God. Wait till we turn on the microphone, folks. Tomorrow morning, we've got a big show for you. How about this? Santa Larry will be... Are you nuts? Did you take your medicine this morning? Oh, God. Here we go. Wednesday, this is the first time we've ever announced this. Santa Larry will be along with us tomorrow at 9:10 a.m. live. He's got a big announcement, and Santa Larry has been on this show before. And, you know, that Disney thing happened. Disney Plus, is that what it's got? All right, thank you very much. Disney Plus, where you can get every Disney movie ever made. Well, guess what? The best Disney classic there ever was The Little Mermaid, celebrating 30 years this year. It was released in 1989. This is 2019. So guess what? Who's our guest tomorrow? The legendary Pat Carroll, the voice of Earth. What'd you say? Oh, well, most things are. And it will be Pat Carroll tomorrow, the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, my dear, dear friend. I talked to her yesterday. She's alive and well, and she's having a good time, so you'll enjoy hearing Pat Carroll tomorrow. And as you know, Pat comes on, she comes on three times a year. She comes on her birthday, which is on Cinco de Mayo. She comes on at Thanksgiving time, and she comes on at Christmas time, because we're like family. So Pat Carroll will be on tomorrow. So that's all the housekeeping, and now we can get to our guest, a first-time visitor to this program. Oh, my goodness. You're not going to want to miss this For Love or Money. Guest co-hosting for the next 2 hours on this live broadcast. We are joined in the studio by Bailey Hunt. Bales, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Your mic's on now.
Oh, that's good.
They can hear you. Me. They can hear you in listener land.
They can see how funny I am.
Well, they can't see you because
well,
this is radio.
Well, they can hear how funny I am.
Well, that may take time. There may be some work there that needs to be done. So why were you trying? I'm doing my thing there that I do every morning. I'm doing my opening, and you're laughing, you're sneezing, you're coughing.
I wasn't sneezing or coughing. I was laughing.
What was funny about that?
My eyes watering.
First of all, you listen to this show every morning, do you not?
I do.
You are a fan of this show.
Recently. Became a fan of this show.
Do you not want to, is it like a 12-step program? You can't admit that you've been a fan of this program?
No,
for longer
I am,
than a certain period of time?
I don't know how long it's been, but yeah, I'm a fan of the show.
Long time.
Yeah.
All right. So you're a fan, so now you're the guest co-host. How does it feel?
It feels great.
Does it?
Yeah, I'm excited.
I don't know. I don't feel so great. But
do I make you nervous?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's good.
Do I make you nervous?
No.
Well, that's a lie. That's a lie, folks. I'm not going to tell you why that's a lie, but that's a lie. You're just going to have to deal with that. All right. So, tell the people the nice thing I did this morning.
Oh, you bought me bacon from McDonald's.
I did.
Because they serve bacon. Just bacon.
Right.
And sweet tea.
It's a little iffy.
No, it's not iffy. You bought it, so they serve it.
I did buy it. But here's the thing. I did not realize that when you order a side of bacon at McDonald's, they only give you 2 pieces. If I'd known that, I would have tried to up the order.
It's okay.
Because I feel like a cheapskate now. But you knocked that bacon down like I've never seen. That was good.
Yeah,
it's
like
gone.
Bacon.
I gave it to you like 30 seconds before I was coming on.
I know.
And it's already gone. Gone.
Yeah.
What is it about sweet tea that you like?
I grew up in Alabama, so that's
if
like...
If you're from the state of Alabama, they swear you to an oath that you must like sweet tea?
Oh, no, but, you know, Southern... You like sweet tea.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It happens.
That's you got a little bit of an accent.
A little bit. A
little bit. Do
Sometimes.
You like that accent? Sometimes.
Oh, I love it. It depends on how fast I talk.
Give us your full Alabama accent.
I'm not, no.
No?
When I count, like I coach cheerleading, when I count, I say 5.
There you go. See, I don't even know what you just said. I'm going to have to get an Alabama to Ohio dictionary to even understand what you just said. I have no idea.
I said the number 5.
Five? Five? Is that what you said? 5. Mm-hmm. See, we don't say
yes,
it that way. We
correct.
Say 5.
Right.
Here on planet Earth, we say
but
5.
I was just telling you how I say it.
Oh.
In my accent.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step all over.
I can say it correctly.
Can you?
I can.
Try it.
5.
5. And then how'd you say it?
5.
5. So you just kind of throw the...
It's when I count fast.
How high do you have to count in cheerleading?
8.
All you have to do is count to 8?
Yes.
That's the only thing you have to do in cheerleading is be able to count to 8?
If you're coaching.
Oh.
Should you do 5, 6, 7, 8?
I could do it.
Could you?
I can do that.
Okay.
Is there more to it?
We have to do 1, 2, 3, 4. Everything, all your dances are to an 8 count.
I've been able to count for a long time now, so it's quite possible that I could be a cheerleading coach.
Well, I mean, you have to come up with some dances, though.
Oh,
can
no.
Can you dance?
No, no, not really. No, 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 no.
And make up cheers.
No. I was never, you know, I wasn't pep squad or anything like that. Hard to believe, wasn't it?
That's very hard to believe.
No, I never did anything like that. So you're happy to be here.
Very happy.
Very happy.
Do I look happy?
You were laughing, so I'm going to take that as a plus.
Yeah.
Sure. So now here's the thing. You've been listening to the show for weeks now, and you are the person who I've talked about a lot, like in the bacon thing.
Correct.
You're the person who's sending in these bacon messages, which we'll get into that in a second because that's iffy. And what's some of the other things we've talked about that you've tried to correct me on when I'm really right?
Apple butter.
Oh, that you hate apple butter.
I don't hate eat apple butter. I'm allergic
to
apples.
Right, right. But I wasn't offering you any apple butter.
Never said.
So I don't know why it was wrong for me to discuss apple butter.
It wasn't wrong
but
for you.
You got like a thing about it one day. You said, why are you always talking about apple butter?
But I didn't tell you to stop. I didn't say it was bad. I just said you talk about it a lot.
It was borderline, like you were trying to get me to stop. I felt that way.
Well, some people say I'm mean.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I know.
Do you think you're mean?
I mean, I don't think so. I'm just brutally honest.
Well, I would invite you in. I wouldn't invite you in if you were not nice to a certain degree.
I like to be nice sometimes.
But this is exciting because this was a career at one point you thought about doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun. I can't talk now.
I think you're talking right now. I think so.
Yeah, but I was stuttering for a minute.
No, we all stutter. Because it's live. You know, right. This is not pre-taped, pre-canned.
I don't have anything to say in front of me. I just have to come up with it on the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. And with that whole five thing, this could be difficult. This might be difficult as the morning goes on. But we've had a long-standing argument about bacon and Wendy's and breakfast. Right. Now, again, as I'm driving in here this morning, I pass by Wendy's, no dice.
But I work in Dublin, so I pass the Wendy's in Shawnee Hills on 745, like Dublin Road, and they are open. They serve breakfast.
Well, that's okay, but they don't serve it here.
Well, that's not my fault. Do you want me to go yell at them?
No, it's just like they say in Alabama, if it ain't happening here, then it ain't happening.
Is that what they say in Alabama?
That's what I heard they say in Alabama.
I've never heard that.
The one time I was there, that's what they said to me.
Where did you go? What part of Alabama?
I don't know. It was a dark part. There was a lot of trees and people drinking out of mugs with X's on the side. I don't know what that was. Have you been to that part?
No.
Oh, it's
I grew up in Huntsville.
Huntsville. Maybe that's where I was.
Where the big spaceship is.
What spaceship is in Huntsville?
It's a big rocket ship. It's the Space and Rocket Center. You know where you go to space camp?
No, I never did.
Oh, well.
Did you go to space camp?
I went for ROTC.
So what is space camp? What do you do in space camp?
Well, if you go to actual space camp, you stay in, like, a big spaceship.
What did you do, go to generic space camp?
No, I went for ROTC, so it was a leadership camp for ROTC.
Tell us about space camp.
You get to ride on all the rides. You get to learn about space. And there's this machine that's like a bunch of G-force, I guess, that, I don't know, it's weird, but they put you in it and it goes really super fast and you feel all the G-forces against you, so.
And that's space camp.
That's space camp.
Do you know
that? Learn how to be an astronaut.
Do you know what the motto of Ohio is?
No.
Well, you live here now.
Yeah, but.
For like several years, right?
Right. I don't know what it is, though.
The birthplace of aviation.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
So how can you...
It's on license plates, right?
Right. So how can you people in Huntsville, what is it?
Huntsville?
Yeah, yes. Huntsville. How... Is that where they came up with the ketchup?
That's Hunts. That's like my last name.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Bailey Hunt, who came from Huntsville, who likes Hunts ketchup. Right?
Sure.
You
but
don't?
That's not... Yeah, I like ketchup. I love ketchup.
That's like a circle.
Right. Aviation is flying like an airplane. Space is like flying a rocket ship.
Do you know that all the important space people have come from Ohio?
Not all.
Buzz Aldrin.
Most of them.
Ohio. John Glenn. Ohio.
And look, they've all gone.
Neil Armstrong.
Either Texas or Alabama.
No. John Glenn was a senator from here for years and years.
Yeah,
I believe that John Glenn.
In order to go to space, they had to go to space camp. They had to go to school to become an astronaut.
But not in Huntsville, Alabama.
Could be.
No. Oh, they only stopped there to get
go
some
to
ketchup
Houston,
for their.
Texas, too.
No. They just stopped there for some ketchup for their hamburger. That's all they did.
Okay.
That's all they did in Huntsville. So, we're like 10 minutes in. How do you feel so far?
I feel great.
Do you? You enjoying yourself?
Yeah. You know your story yesterday about you had to go to two different places?
To get air in my tires.
To get air in your tire.
And I still have not checked my bank account to see if they've fleeced me.
Well,
my bank account could be negative right now after that fleecing yesterday with the air people.
You must not have had a lot of money in your account. It's like $1.50 for air.
Yeah, but I've swiped it like 5 million times.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
You got millions of dollars in your account?
Millions of dollars. Millions.
So, I had to go to 5 different places yesterday, gas stations. The first 4 I went to were out of order in Dublin. So, I had to go to the complete opposite side of Dublin to put air in my tire. But the last place I went was free. It was free air.
So, oh, where do you get free air?
Giant Eagle.
The grocery store.
Well, Get-Go. Yeah.
Has free air.
They do.
That's very nice.
I know. We don't have one of those in Marion.
No, we don't have a Giant Eagle, but we have a lot of air.
Right. But it costs you money.
It did. And air used to be free. There used to be an air pump. There was a Duke gas station on Delaware Avenue right next to the Kroger. They've torn it down now.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a free air hose back there. I loved it. And I never understood that because they had free air there. And across the street, they had Speedway, which I think is still there.
It's still there.
And they would charge for air. And I thought, what Yahoo would be going over there to get air that costs money? And here, we have air that's free.
If there's a long line for the free air and you're in a hurry, you're going to go pay $1.50 for air so you can be on your way.
That's a possibility, but I don't know if it's true or not. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I know what you're saying, but...
Well, it's like water. Like, remember when water used to be free?
Like at restaurants?
Oh, everywhere.
Sometimes water, it still is.
But now you got to pay for bottled water.
Well, yeah, if you get bottled water, but you can get regular water.
But it's the same water. See, I've watched these shows on bottled water, and there is no difference. I mean, it's different than like well water or something like that.
Right.
But like the water you get in the city that has chlorine in it that's already been purified, bottled water is the same thing. They've just put it in a bottle.
Mm-hmm. Maybe plastic tastes better than styrofoam. If you get it in a styrofoam cup or glass.
Well, I don't know. I just don't know how people are charging for water.
I'm not saying it's fair.
I think it's awful.
I mean, I wish everything was free. That'd be better.
Well, yeah, free is better. Free is always better, you know. And you're somebody who's based your life in free, right?
I mean,
you like free stuff.
Oh, I like free stuff.
Who doesn't?
I wish my EpiPen was free.
Is your EpiPen working? Because last time I asked you about this, you said your EpiPen was expired.
Oh, it's still expired.
Oh, that's not good. We've got doctors listening.
Well, maybe they'll give me a free EpiPen.
Why is it so hard to get a new EpiPen?
Well,
because first of all, you need an EpiPen because you have 10,000 allergies.
Right.
Okay.
Maybe more. 10,001.
10,001. Corn being the number one.
Corn, peas.
Peas.
Enzyme and dirt.
You eat a lot of dirt?
No, but all fresh fruits and vegetables, allergic to.
All right. So anyway, the point is that you need it. You have an EpiPen.
Right.
To save your life in these instances. And right. Yet, your EpiPen's expired.
Right.
So why don't we go get a new EpiPen?
Because it's like a lot of money. It's like hundreds of dollars.
But doesn't insurance cover this? Life
That's
or death?
That's after my insurance.
They're still charging hundreds of dollars after an EpiPen?
Yeah.
For an EpiPen after the insurance?
Yeah. I went to get my EpiPen not too long ago, and they didn't even have any.
Well, this is an outrage.
I know.
They were out of EpiPens?
Mm-hmm. I know, it's sad.
What does an EpiPen do, exactly?
It keeps me alive until the medics can get there and take me to the hospital.
Well, I know, but do you have to shoot yourself, or does somebody have to know that you have an EpiPen?
My kids are trained to use it.
Right, but let's say you're with somebody who has no idea.
Oh, I tell everybody. If I go somewhere...
You say, my EpiPen's
in my bag right now.
In my bag, but yet it's been expired for several years...
Right.
So it's hit and miss whether it's going to work or not.
I mean, it should work.
See, because that would frighten me. As like, you know, let's say you ate some corn. Now, I know it's in your bag, but first of all, you probably die just in the time I try to find that thing. Because I don't know what...
No, it's in its own special pocket.
But see, I don't know what an EpiPen looks like. I've never seen an EpiPen.
Do you want me to set it on the table just in case?
Are you planning on eating some corn or something?
No, I don't plan on eating anything. I already ate my bacon.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I don't think that I have any dirt enzymed products in the studio this morning.
Yeah, that Christmas tree's fake, so I'm not allergic to that.
We don't call them fake. We call them artificial.
Oh.
It's a word thing.
Right.
What'd you think of the interview with Ed Asner yesterday? I know you were listening.
It was good.
Yeah.
He seems funny.
Are you a fan of Ed Asner?
Yeah. He's a little grandpa and up.
He is the little grandpa and up. He's Carl.
Yeah.
And up. But you've never seen Mary Tyler Moore.
No.
So you don't remember him from Mary Tyler Moore as Lou Grant.
Right.
Which was his big role.
How long ago was that show out?
Oh, it was before me. It was in the 70s, but I've seen reruns.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm sorry to hear that. Now, are you excited about Pat Carroll tomorrow?
I am. Ursula, right?
Ursula. Yeah. Are you excited about Santa Larry tomorrow?
Yeah.
Let's try that again.
I'm super excited.
About Santa Larry.
I'm so excited.
Okay. And then Thursday, the big one, yeah. Ashley Williams. Ashley Williams.
Your crush.
My crush from years ago. Have you looked at this woman?
I have. I looked her up, actually.
You did? And yeah. What do you
think? You told
me
to.
No, I don't think I told you to. Did I tell you to?
Yes.
I ordered you to look her up.
You didn't order me to, but you said I should.
Well, because you said you didn't know what she looked like.
Right.
And I said, well, we have this new thing called Google.
Right.
And this is how you find people. And exactly. She's a big-time actress. So there you go.
Yeah.
And what'd you think?
She's pretty.
She is pretty, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. But she's married.
Yeah, that's really disappointing.
I'm upset. I don't even think her name's Williams anymore, but I think that's her stage name now.
Right. She probably doesn't want people to know her last name, her real one.
Do you know what it is?
No.
No, neither do I.
I'm not that popular.
Well,
I don't get to know that stuff.
I don't want to throw it out there. I think it begins with a B.
Oh.
That's all I know. But Ashley Williams will be on Thursday, and she will be promoting her movie that night, Holiday Hearts, which will be on the Hallmark Channel.
Are you going to watch it?
No.
Oh.
No. Don't tell her that.
I'm going to call in.
No. You can't call her and tell her that because that'll ruin our whole interview.
Oh, well, I guess I won't do that then. I'll be nice.
Why would you want to call somebody and tell them I'm not going to watch their movie?
I'm going to tell her that I'm going to watch it.
You're going to watch it?
I'll watch it.
You are good. So Thursday night.
I probably won't. My kids will have the TV.
But Thursday night, you're down for Holiday Hearts, is what you're telling me.
Right, but my kids will have the TV.
Oh, it's Hallmark. Probably... They'll replay that thing like 9,000 times before.
I'll watch it eventually.
Yeah.
But my kids will have YouTube on.
But what if you listen to the show here on Thursday morning and she sells you on this movie so heavy that you have to watch it?
Well, then I guess my kids are going to bed early, aren't they?
Well, see, I think it's on 9. Is it on 9 o'clock that night? I'll have to ask her when it's on.
It's their bedtime, so.
Well, I'll tell. Oh, then you're going to watch it. You'll be watching the thing. Holiday Hearts.
Well, that's my bedtime, too, though.
But I don't know what it's about. We're going to have to find out what this whole movie is about. Holiday Hearts.
I'm going to have to say about Christmas.
That's a good guess. It is Hallmark, and it is Christmas time.
Christmas and love.
Did the word holiday tip you off?
And hearts.
Hearts.
Yeah.
Christmas. And love. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people, this is interesting, a lot of people fall in love at the holiday time.
Right.
But then conversely, more people commit suicide this time of year.
That's really sad.
Well, I think it's yin and yang type of thing.
Right. I mean.
Because I think what happens is I think they fall in love with somebody, and then they realize they have to buy them a gift, so they... That's what happens. See, that's how the holidays work.
I mean, I wouldn't kill myself over buying someone a gift. I would just be like, oh, sorry, I forgot.
See, I have become, what do you say? I have no problem asking somebody for a gift.
Right.
Yeah. Even though I know it's better to give than to receive. And I like to give. I'm a giver. But, I will tell people, I will say, okay, you have my gift, right? Now, I'm not talking about big money either. I mean, you can make me something. You can write me a note. You can give me a card with a little note in it. Socks are a good gift. They're nice and cheap. So it's not like I'm asking for big money gifts.
Are you asking me to buy you a gift?
Well, it was a roundabout way of doing it. But I think, were you planning on not getting me a gift?
Well, the other day I had Bob Evans.
Uh-huh.
And I took one of those little apple butters from Bob Evans.
Did
that
you?
I was going to give you. But I forgot it in my other jacket.
That was a Christmas gift? Some apple butter?
No, I was just going to bring it today, but I forgot my other jacket.
You were going to... an apple butter you copped off the table at Bob Evans, you were going to give me for a Christmas gift?
I mean, it's free.
That's a horrible Christmas gift.
I was going to put it in a card. I was going to buy the card.
But you got to write a note in the card. See, this is one of my pet peeves.
I'll write a note.
I don't like when people give me a card and they just sign their name. Because I, like, when I'm 100 years old, I want to look back on this card and read the message that the person wrote to me.
Well, I'm going to write Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday, Happy New Year, Happy Valentine's Day. Every holiday, I'm just going to write happy in the holiday. So that way, I only have to buy one card.
Well, that's kind of cheap of you. That's not good. You need to write a nice holiday message in there. Like, since you put me on your show, and since I've met you, the holidays are brighter now.
Oh, see, then that's what I'll put.
No, but you can't rip it off of me. No, I'm talking about a big note.
I'm not very creative when it comes to, like, writing, like, stuff like that.
I want a big note.
Okay.
Because, you know, when that's why when you have that card, they have, like, a whole side over there where you can write a note. Yeah, that's for the note. Did you know that?
I mean, people write me notes sometimes.
Who?
Like my grandma.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
And you remind me of my grandmother, so this will be kind of nice.
How do I remind you of your grandma?
Well, I don't really want to get into that on the air, but you're just similar to... I had two grandmothers.
Well, usually people do.
Mm-hmm. And I knew them both very well.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. And you just put me in the mind of my grandmothers.
Oh. Well, I mean, is that a good thing?
Sure, you always like your grandmothers. Right?
Sure.
You don't? Oh, there's some problem
I
there.
I like some of them.
Well, you only have two, right?
No.
You have three grandmothers.
I mean, both my parents are remarried, so...
No, I'm talking about...
Like, biological?
Right, because I guess I probably had some other grandparents in there somewhere, and then some people adopt these grandparents. I never did that. I'm talking about real, biological... You only have two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How were they?
One was good.
One was good. See, I had good relationships with all my grandparents.
Yeah.
Well, 75% of them. Both the grandmothers were good, and one of the grandfathers was good. And the other grandfather was not bad. We just did not hang around a lot.
Yeah. He closer to my grandpa. That's, my step-grandpa then. Either of my biological grandfathers.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So what we've learned so far is that you lie about bacon at Wendy's because there was no way to do that this morning. And that
I wasn't going to drive to Dublin to get bacon and then come in. That was a waste of gas.
Well, no, but you had bacon already here for you. But it wasn't Wendy's bacon.
Right.
Was there a difference between Wendy's and McDonald's bacon?
Well, Wendy's bacon's crispier. But, I mean, it doesn't really... I like bacon. Bacon is bacon. Unless it's turkey bacon. It's not the same.
Well, that's an Alabama thing.
No.
No, they
love... I actually saw turkey bacon at the store the other day.
They love it. They love their bacon in Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I know. Oh, yeah. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I mean, I love bacon, so...
It's a good thing. And it fills you up with enzymes and all kinds of stuff.
The ones that I'm not allergic to?
Right, you can have enzymes in bacon, right?
Right.
Right, so we're good.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. But you also, this is another thing that you like. What have we covered so far? We've covered the bacon thing, right?
Right.
Right. And now we have covered the apple butter thing.
Right.
Which, why can't I get any good apple butter? This is a plague in my life.
I told you I'm going to try to make you some.
Well, you are.
I don't know how good it's going
to
be.
But that's not what you said. You said, I was going to try to make you some, but I decided against it. I didn't know this was still happening.
Oh, I mean, I'll try to make you some. But I don't know how good it's going to be because I can't taste it.
But I don't want it to be like I told you to make me some.
Oh, I know.
Okay, because, you know, we don't want
to... No, I'm just trying to be nice.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah.
Is it hard for you?
Sometimes.
Right now, is it difficult for you?
No.
So you want to make this apple butter?
Correct.
All right.
I mean, because, I mean, if I make enough, I could give gifts for everybody. That'd just be my gift this year.
Homemade apple butter.
Yeah.
Do you know what's in it?
I'm going to make you taste it first, though.
Well,
apples, sugar.
Sugar.
Apple cider,
apple cider. It's a project.
I know.
It's not quick.
I know.
It takes a lot to make it up. I'll be impressed if you can do it.
I'll try. No promises that it's going to taste good, though.
Well, I guess it's the thought that counts.
Right.
Yeah. So,
I mean, if anything, if it doesn't taste good, you could just leave it on your counter forever.
For looks.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, there's some apple butter over there, but you really don't want to taste that. That's bad news. That's trouble. That's watch out time. You're going to need an EpiPen if you get into that stuff.
Probably.
Right? All right. I know. The other thing we wanted to discuss this morning, because you are, well, let's go here first, because you listened to the show.
Right.
And this is normally about the time that Sean calls in.
Why is he not calling?
No, he'll probably call in.
Okay.
You know, he normally does. Sean, if you're out there and you want to call in, the phone lines are always open. 740-383-9944. Also, if anybody else would like to call in, feel free. That's what I'm here for. I feel like I'm America's morning guy. Right?
Right.
I'm here. I'm here to take your calls. I'm here to do whatever you need done. I'm a conduit between you, the listener, and the world outside. Right?
Right.
Yeah. 740-383-9944. Now, beside that, you've listened since day one to the Blizzard Thanksgiving Eve conversation that's going on between Sean and I and the keto diet and the whole mess. So where do you think we are now, 8 days away from Thanksgiving Eve?
Well, I hope he doesn't want to go because I want to take his place.
Oh, you want to take his place?
Right.
You want to go to the Dairy Queen on Thanksgiving Eve.
I want a chocolate blizzard, like a cookie dough blizzard with chocolate ice cream.
Cookie dough blizzard with chocolate ice cream. That's your thing.
That's my thing.
You drooled a little bit there.
Yeah, it's so good.
You know, the first time we met, you drooled as well. Do you remember that?
No.
No, you did. I don't know what you were doing. I mean, I'm not saying it had anything to do with anything. I'm just saying you did drool. I don't know what that was about.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just like, I don't know.
I don't know if your lip went numb that night or what was going on. Maybe. And then this thing came out. But anyway. So, do you think Sean should get the blizzard?
Yeah, sure. Right. No, because I want to go.
You want to go. You want to take his place.
Right.
Be part of this grand tradition of
Do I get to go if he doesn't go? Or if he goes?
Well, I think there are enough seats in the car that we can probably...
I mean, I could drive separate. I don't care.
So you don't...
I just want to...
It's not about being around us.
I just want ice cream.
So really, this for you is not like a communal thing.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Oh, so you do want to be around us?
Yeah, of course.
Well, who wouldn't?
Right.
I mean, it's a thing. I could tell my story about the grocery store last night.
Yeah?
I told that off air.
That was fun.
The honest to God, this is what happened last night. I was in the grocery store, and I was talking to two guys, like over by the register, and there was a young guy who I had no idea who he was. He was up at the service desk, and he had his back to me. And he was doing some kind of business, and then he left, and then the guy running the service desk came over to me, and he said, "Do you know what that was all about?" And I'm thinking, no, I don't know what that was all about, because maybe he's buying lottery tickets or doing whatever he's doing. And he said, the guy who was running the service desk said, the young guy said, "Is that Scott Spears over there?" And I said, "Oh, it is." And that's what the guy told him, that yes, it was me over there. And I think the story ended with, "What's he doing here?" As if I don't go anywhere but this studio.
You're Marian famous.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, I don't, see, I'm always unaware of that people know who I am. Like when I'm out somewhere and somebody does recognize my voice or something, I'm always a little... I don't know what you call it, because I don't know what to say. Because they know me because they listen and they hear my life every day. But I don't know them. I'm glad they come up because they're always very complimentary. They're always very nice, polite. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to live in. Nobody's ever come up and said, "Boy, your show stinks."
Well, I'd hope not. That'd be rude.
Right. But they're always so, "Oh, I love that interview, and I can't believe you had that person on, and how do you do that from Marion, Ohio," and blah, blah, blah. So it's very nice, and it's been a great career.
You know, I wonder if people listen that really don't like it just so they can talk bad about you.
Well, outside of you?
Right.
Because you have told me on certain mornings, I won't say what mornings those are, but you have sent me messages after certain shows and said, "I did not care for that one."
Well, and if I don't care for it, then I just usually turn it off.
Right, but to tell me that it stunk, I don't know if that's proper.
Well, I mean, you usually ask me if I liked it.
No, I think I usually say, hey, that was a good show.
Oh, well, yeah, but I'm not going to lie to you about it.
And you say, oh, no, it wasn't. Oh, no, that wasn't a good show.
Do you want me to start saying, I'm glad you think so?
No, because that sounds a little dirty, too.
Well,
a little judgmental as well.
I don't know how to say it nicer. I'm not going to pretend
you think
that I
so?
Like
was some, that what you just said?
I'm not going to pretend that I like something if I don't like it.
Oh, you think so? See, that's not a good answer to anything at all. This is the first time you've been to the studio. This is our fourth studio that we've been in over the years. What do you think of it?
It's very decorative. There's a lot of pictures of you.
Got a problem with that?
No. I'm just saying
there's It's not just of me, first of all. Now, let's be honest. There's pictures of Charlie in here.
Yeah.
There's pictures of Martha. There's pictures.
A picture of a clown.
Oh, do you know who that is?
No, but I don't like clowns.
No, that's Flippo the Clown. He was a very... No, it is Flippo the Clown.
Okay,
believe
you.
That's Flippo the Clown. He was a very popular television star on Channel 10 in the early days of television.
Like, what years?
Oh, early. He was there. He was there for a long time, though. So probably like 50s to 80s.
Oh, I wasn't born yet.
Right, but he was.
Yeah, I just don't like clowns.
But he was a nice guy. Everybody loves seeing the picture of Flippo. That's why we've kept it up.
I'm glad that he's nice.
Even though the poster's a little bit in tatters there because it's so old. I thought about framing it once, then I couldn't find a frame big enough to put it in. Hey, there's a good Christmas gift.
See, my son would probably love it. He loves clowns. He dressed up as a clown for Halloween.
He should dress up as Flippo. Everybody in Ohio would know who he is. Mm-mm. No? Why not Flippo?
I didn't like him dressing as a clown this year.
Oh.
I don't think it's going to happen again.
What's your problem with clowns?
When I was little, I went to a grand, I was like two, I went to a grand opening of a store, and there was a clown that kept following me and my parents around, and I was crying because it scared me, and it wouldn't leave me alone. So now I'm just like scarred for life.
Why would a clown follow you around?
I don't know. It was a grand opening of a store, so there was a clown there.
Was he looking for, like, a handout, a cheese sandwich or something?
No, I think he was trying to make me laugh because I was crying, but it wasn't working. I was scared of him.
Was this an Alabama clown?
No, it was here in Ohio.
Oh, I bet it was an Alabama clown.
No.
You're just changing it because you don't want me to make fun of Alabama.
It was
one of those Alabama clowns. He probably had overalls on.
I don't know. I don't remember. I was two.
And he was saying, howdy, y'all.
I was like two or three, so right? No. But no, I was in Ohio.
Let me do a balloon trick for you or something
it
like
was
that.
Horrible.
Okay.
Very, very traumatizing.
Well, see, that's Flippo. And then we have Martha Douse, who's the queen of dance. She's been teaching dance in Marion for 76 years. Mm-hmm. I saw her yesterday. Great lady. Wonderful. Charlie, who you've heard because you listened to the station. Charlie's, where's a good picture of Charlie around here? Well, he's in both those pictures up there.
I guess I'm facing the wrong way to see pictures of other people.
Well, yeah, but I can't see what's behind me, so I can't tell you what's behind me.
It's you.
Okay. Well, no, that's not. Well, yeah, that's me over there. But these aren't all of me.
Well, yeah, not the ones that are signed by people. There's another clown over there.
No, same clown. That's Flippo.
Oh, yeah.
That's Flippo over there. That's Flippo over there.
It's like a nightmare.
Do you know Buckeye Man up there? Buckeye super fan?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he goes where I go sometimes.
Where do you go?
Tequila Cowboy.
He's at the Tequila Cowboy?
Mm-hmm, sometimes.
Really? In that suit?
Yeah.
I didn't think they'd let him in that suit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he does have a cowboy hat, I guess.
He does.
He's a good friend.
You don't have to wear a cowboy hat to go there.
Oh, okay. Well, are you sure?
I don't think there's a dress code.
Really?
I mean, you should it probably
sounds
wear
so
clothes.
Upper, it sounds so upper crust. I would think there would be a dress code.
No.
I would have to bust out the bow tie to go down there.
No.
So he's there. Have you ever talked to him?
Yes.
He's a little nuts.
A little bit.
I like him, but he is he's a little off center. We've done a lot of things together.
Yeah.
And then in the middle there is Golden Voice Ted Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Between him and the clown.
Okay.
Do you remember him?
I hear him talking in the mornings, like on commercials.
Oh, on here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's also a good friend.
Yeah.
So, Thanksgiving's coming up. What are your big Thanksgiving plans? Besides the blizzard the night before?
Oh, I'm having family over this weekend.
Oh, this weekend? Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about Thanksgiving.
Oh, probably nothing.
Nothing.
Right.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay.
Is that sad?
No. My mom works on Thanksgiving, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
We just, you know.
Because Thanksgiving's a good time for family.
No.
It's not.
No, you know.
I misheard that.
A couple years ago when I was at my family's, I had an allergic reaction and was in the hospital for a few days, like 3 days.
Well, right, but I don't think it was purposeful. You just ate the wrong cornbread.
I didn't try to eat cornbread. I ate the wrong stuffing.
Stuffing.
But, yeah, no, it's traumatizing, too.
But see, it's traumatizing for me, too, because for the last few years, I've had the family over to my house. And it's not just the family.
Right.
It's people from the station. It's people. It's just like a thing. And they all come over, and I cook the turkey, and we all have dinner together.
Yeah.
It's a fun time, but it's a lot of work.
I know. I'm going to have to do that on Saturday. It's going to be a lot of work.
And I about burned down the house last year.
Yeah, I heard.
Oh, it was sad. It was sad. I about burned down the house on Thanksgiving night. Can you believe how that would have went over?
Well, I'm sure there'd be some upset firemen, you know, having to come out.
Well, they came out anyway.
Did they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you actually catch anything on fire?
The stove.
What were you cooking?
Nothing. I was cleaning up.
What did you do?
Well, see, you automatically blame this on me and not the machinery.
Okay, what did the machine do?
Well, I got everybody out. Uh-huh. You know, it was over. And I decided, well, I'm going to put the tree up because I was not tired.
Did you leave the stove on?
No. See, hold on.
Okay.
So I never used the self-cleaner on the oven.
Ooh.
Ooh, I know. So I put the self-cleaner on. And I'm decorating the tree at this point, testing the lights, making sure they all work. And I look over in the oven, and I see a fire inside the oven. And I say to myself, quick thinking, I say, oh, that's trouble. So I went over, and this is where I made my mistake, because I thought, I've got to get the fire out, because I don't want the oven to explode.
Did you put water on it?
No, I opened the door.
Oh.
And when you open the door, that gives it oxygen.
Yes,
and you don't give a fire oxygen. Right. So when I opened the door, then flames barreled out of the oven. And at that point, well, it's time to call 911. Because now the house is filled with smoke, and I can't put this thing out. So I called, and they came, and the house is filled with smoke. And I think what happened was there was a malfunction on the self-cleaning mechanism.
Have you used a self-cleaner since?
No, that oven's gone. That oven went out that night. They set it out back. The oven was burned up.
Right. So, do you use the self-cleaner on your new oven?
No.
Oh, no. That's probably good.
No. We had such a problem
Note
with that
self,
before.
Note to self, I will never use that.
I didn't know. I don't even know what happened. Does anybody know what might have happened last Thanksgiving? Because we're approaching Thanksgiving rather rapidly. And I'll be cooking this turkey again, 740-383-9944. Give me a call. 53 minutes past the hour already.
Wow, it's been that long.
Now, is that like it's been that long it flew by? Or, boy,
no,
this has been
by.
A long time.
It flew by.
Sitting here with you.
No, it flew by.
Okay. 740-383-9944. Scott Spears along with Bailey Hunt here this morning on this. That made you smile. Or were you just annoyed?
No. Why would I be annoyed?
I don't know what... You're giving these facial expressions over here. I don't know what you're doing.
I know. I like to talk with my face.
Does it talk back?
Not usually. But it makes you talk.
Your face.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because I'm not sure what your facial expressions really mean.
It's a mystery.
Well, because we started off this day, I think, on a bad foot because you rolled your eyes at me. You weren't even in the door like 2 minutes and you rolled your eyes at me.
I can't help. My eyes just kind of roll sometimes.
Really? Are your sockets loose or something?
Maybe.
You might want to see your oculist about that.
I know.
I don't think you're supposed to have loose sockets.
I don't know. Sometimes it just happens. I think I've just rolled my eyes for so long that it just comes natural now.
Oh. So you did roll your eyes.
I mean, I don't remember rolling my eyes, but you said I did, so I must have.
Oh, that's right. I was here.
Right.
I saw it full out.
I mean.
Full out this morning.
It happens sometimes.
In any event, I want somebody to tell me what I did wrong with the oven. Because
you
I feel bad.
It?
Well, no, I used... I cooked the turkey okay. The turkey came out fine.
The oven didn't want to be clean.
And I did the stuffing that day. I did the rolls.
What kind of stuffing did you buy?
Oh, I think it was stovetop.
Okay, but was it like cornbread or was it like turkey flavored or...
I don't remember.
Oh.
It could have been cornbread.
I could have died.
Well, you weren't there.
I know.
So, chances are you wouldn't have died.
Right, but if I was there, I could have died.
You don't want to be there, do you?
Not if you're going to make cornbread stuffing.
No, let's turn this here. We had this conversation too. I guess we can have this little conversation for 5 minutes before we go to break here. You told me that you had nowhere to go for Thanksgiving.
Right.
And I felt bad. So I said, well, you know, there are outsiders who come to my house for Thanksgiving, and you can come if you like.
Right, but then you had a whole conversation on if you should invite someone to Thanksgiving or not.
I don't remember that.
With someone else. I don't know who you're talking to. Who are you talking to?
Where did I have this conversation?
On the radio.
Oh, on the radio. Were you listening?
I was.
Oh, I didn't mean for you to hear that.
Oh.
So... but no, and I invited you because I felt bad that you were going to have nowhere to go for Thanksgiving. And in the beginning, you seemed like gung-ho, like I'll be there because I got nowhere to go.
Well, my family invited me to Thanksgiving.
Right, which is okay. I mean, I want you to go to Thanksgiving with your family. But then you like squealed your tires and said, well, I don't want to be at that Thanksgiving.
No, my family just invited me to Thanksgiving. I don't know if I'm going or not.
No, but see, then after I had this conversation about should I invite somebody to Thanksgiving or not, then you said...
I don't want to intrude.
No, that's not what you said. You said, you've already invited me.
Yeah.
That's what you said. All right, I know where this is going. Go ahead, caller, the caller I know.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, you guys are depressing me this morning.
Oh, no, you're depressed?
Well, I do not like Thanksgiving. So can we talk about Christmas? Just skip over Thanksgiving and go right to Christmas.
It's not time for Christmas yet. Sean, you're going to have to hold on. Bailey does not know how to work the headphones. Okay, she got them on finally. Okay, she can hear now.
Now Bailey, make sure you're not wearing the broken one, because that one...
No, she's got the good one. She's got the good ones on, but she just about broke them.
I figured it out. Don't worry.
Did you hear her thing about the blizzard?
No, I did not. I actually woke up late, so I'm running late to... Well, not running late to work, but running late for the day.
Okay. Go ahead and tell him.
I don't want you to go because I want to take your spot.
I you know, Scott, how do you hear her?
Okay, speak up a little bit.
I said, I don't want you to go because I want to take your place.
Oh, you're going to take my place?
But you can go. I mean, I'll go with you if you want.
It could be a trifecta, Sean. It could be a trifecta.
Oh, there you go. That's right.
It'll be like a tripod that night.
That's right. The more the merrier, that's what I say.
The more the merrier. That, well, I don't say that a whole lot, but okay.
Yeah, so anyway, so I think we should just bypass Thanksgiving and go right to Christmas every year.
Well, a lot of people do that anyway. They've already got their decorations up. They don't care about Thanksgiving. They're nuts.
Well, I'm not a big Thanksgiving person. I don't know why I never was. I thought it was kind of... I mean, I understand, you know, what the meaning of it is, but...
You just stay at home in your bathrobe that day and eat pumpkin pie out of the refrigerator, right?
That's right.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Or apple pie.
Or apple pie.
Apple pie.
And
yeah.
Like I said, as we've said before, when it comes to your keto diet, I have said, we'll see by the time we get to Thanksgiving. And I think I've been proven right on this.
You know, there actually is a lot of desserts that you can have on keto. Like you can make a keto dessert that day, like low-carb ice cream, I think cookies and everything now.
Doesn't sound good to me. Keto desserts.
Does Dairy Queen have low-carb stuff?
No, I don't think Dairy Queen has a low-carb Blizzard.
No, they don't have a low-carb. Yeah, I don't even think they have a fat-free Blizzard.
No. There's nothing fat-free at the Dairy Queen.
No, there's nothing fat-free there. there.
But this tradition's been going on how many years, Sean? How many years has this tradition been going on?
Oh, God.
Several.
I don't have enough fingers and toes, I don't think.
Oh, that, you're right, that long, sure.
Yeah.
It's been a long one.
It's been a long time. Like, yeah, I think you should come. I think we'll have a good time. If I, you know, I can actually just watch you guys eat, and I can just have a, I'll just bring a, you know, carb cookie with me.
Listen, if you're not eating, you're not coming.
I think you should come.
That's the rule. If you're not eating, you're not coming.
But technically, he'll be eating if he brings a low-carb cookie.
No, it's a blizzard. It's a thing. The whole tradition is based in the blizzard.
Well, okay. Sean, you can go with me. Scott can go by himself.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Awesome.
I'll go by myself. I would enjoy that. I think I'm very good company.
Hey, whatever works, I guess.
Whatever works. Well, we're up on the break. I'm glad you called in.
Yes, I was running late this morning. I got around late, and so yeah, that's what happened.
Well, if you have some time before after 9:15, before 9:30, you can call in and we can finish this conversation.
All right, will do.
All
right.
See
you guys later.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Sean calling in. Bailey Hunt in studio. Hour number one down. We'll be back in about 15 minutes. News and weather coming up.